Father and God, we thank you for the provision that you make for us. Even here and now, we can enjoy the fruits of salvation. We can enjoy your presence. We can enjoy your blessings. And thank you that you prepare a mansion for us. But before that, as we travel to the desert here, you prepare a fountain to quench our thirst. So we want to drink deep, deep from that water that flows from the rock. And you are that rock, the rock of our salvation. Rock of ages, collect for us, we pray. Bless us this morning as we're together. Speak to us, speak to our hearts. From the very young among us to the oldest, we will receive what you have for us. In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen. Brother Jean-Francois Fissa is not a stranger to this assembly. Years ago, we saw him sometimes a couple of times a year, and in fact, on one occasion, he was with us for a six-month or more sojourn, and a part of the local assembly. So there are some here who remember him. But I also know that there are some who have not met him before. And so I want to introduce him to you. A good friend. We first met in 1972 and became good friends almost immediately and have been through the years. And I expect that will go on until he tires of me. We're happy to have Brother Jean-Francois with us this morning. And John, the Lord bless you as you bless us.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a real pleasure to be here. The introduction from Humphrey was quite clear. We met 41 years ago, and I always remember the first time we went there. That was in the other chapel with Jürg, and we went downstairs. You have just one lamp on the ceiling. It was difficult to see each other, but the presence of the Lord was there. And I remember so well that time where we enjoyed to be together. Today, I want to start with just a part of a verse. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. 1 Peter 1, 8. Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. So the topic today will be to see the resurrected Jesus. To see him. And we just read, whom having not seen, you love. You know, the resurrection is so important, is absolutely basic. And the disciples, after the resurrection of the Lord, had a strong testimony. There were strong testimonies of the resurrection of the Lord, and especially Peter in the first chapter of Acts. You know that he made six speeches, and in the first four of them, he underlined the fact that Jesus Christ was resurrected. He rose again, and he said in one of these speeches, I just want to read one verse in Acts 3:14, you deny the Holy One and the Just and ask for a murder to be granted to you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. And it repeated that quite a few times. So the resurrection, as I said before, is basic. That's the death and the resurrection of our Lord is the center of the universe. Now, the topic this morning is about to see the resurrected Jesus. And we could read in the Gospel of John a part of the chapter 20. The first 10 verses of John 20. John 20. Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. When I read, I am going to continue to read, but I want you to remember each time when the verb to see is in the story. So Maria Magdalene saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have led him." Peter therefore went out, and the other disciple, and were going to the tomb. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb, and he saw the linen clothes lying there, and the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own homes. When you read this, we are going to read a few more verses in that chapter, where you see the verb to see. And when you read that in English or in French, my mother language, we have exactly the same. When you read that, you see the verb to see. To see with your eyes. But it is so interesting, and please, I don't know Greek, and very often I don't appreciate when somebody not knowing Greek is speaking about Greek words, but today I hope that you are going to appreciate. There are in this chapter four different Greek words to convey the idea of seeing. Four different Greek words. And each one of them has a mean, not a complete different meaning, but a different meaning. So, and all these different meanings are related to the fact that someone is able to see, you know, to see with our eyes. So let's start with the first verb, to see. That's Mary Magdalene, verse 1. She saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. The Greek word there is blepo, B-L-E-P-O, blepo, or blepo. And this verb means just to look, to direct, that's for one to direct his own eyes to something. Blepo means just having the possibility to see. Blepo means having the sense of seeing. And so it was when Mary Magdalene saw there, she was there and maybe puzzling about what was going on, but no more than that at that time. And if you go further at the verse 5, the text speaks about John. John, stopping down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying there. Yet he did not go in. He saw exactly the same way than Mary Magdalene saw the stone which was rolled. That's a fact. It was there and he could just see that. So the same verb, blepo. Then we continue to the verse 6. Then Simon Peter came, following him. We remember that Peter probably has something on his conscience, and the other one ran a bit with higher speed, a bit quicker, and finally Peter came, and saw the linen clothes lying there. And if you go to the Greek text, the verb to see is not the same. The verb to see is theoreo, means to observe, to contemplate, to examine, to inspect, to theoreo is the word which is making in English theory. He start to make a theory about what was going on. So Peter saw, but he saw something more. What was going on? Why is it so? Why are the lines clothed there in an order way? It was not strapped, it was just there. His thinking process started because he saw that. Theoreo. Then verse 8. Then the other disciple, who came to the tomb first, went in also, and he saw and believed. So, the other disciple is John again now, and he saw. And that's the third Greek word to see, which is eidon. And eidon means to see with your own eyes. You know, to really realize that what he see is the truth. So he saw eidon, and result, he believed. Wow. Yeah, for them it was hard, you know. The Lord was... They killed the Lord. The Lord was in the tomb, and he's not there anymore, and a lot of question. So he saw there, and there is a reaction to this scene, and the reaction is the reaction we have to have too, to see and to believe. So I repeat, blepo, just have a look, just to see, theoreo, to see and then make a theory out of it, and eidon, to see and have a reaction, to see with your own eyes. Then, that's just the beginning of the chapter. When you go further, you see Mary Magdalene in the very well-known following verses meeting the Lord. And we can maybe just read verse 11. I am not going to read that through completely. Verse 11, but Mary stood outside by the tomb, weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. You know what? She looked into the tomb. And it is not the same verb that we saw up to now. It's a fourth word. The word is horao, horao, which means to discern, to understand a bit strongly, a bit deeper, what is going on. So Mary stooped down and looked into the tomb. She's discerning that it's not clear in her mind, not completely clear, but something very important happened. So if we continue, verse 12, and she saw two angels in the white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus lay. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have led him." Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus. So just at the beginning of the paragraph, she understood that something important was going on. And we saw twice the verb, verse 12, she saw two angels. And at the end of verse 13, verse 14, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. So, the verb to see in these two acquaintances, in these two places, the verb to see is theoreo again. So she saw the angels, she saw Jesus without knowing that it was him, and starting her reasoning process, starting to ask herself, but why is it so? Why these two guys, these two angels are there? And this man? Questions. We have some questions too, sometimes, ourselves. Then, verse 18, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. She had seen the Lord. Do you know which one of the verbs is used here? That's horau. She discerned that the Lord was there. She understood that he was the Lord. Now we can go on. We can go on in in the chapter. In that chapter, you have in the two next paragraphs the story of the Lord coming into the room, and once Thomas was not there, and the second time Thomas was there. All of us, we know these two story of the first two Sundays so well, probably by heart. Now, verse 20. John 20, verse 20. Maybe we should read the verse 19 before. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. They were glad when they saw the Lord. When they saw Aidan. When they saw the Lord, Aidan. They could see with their own eyes. The disciple. They could see with their own eyes. What It was just a fantastic experience, isn't it? And we know that Thomas was not there. And he said, you remember, huh? He said, I don't believe, basically. I don't believe. If I cannot put my finger in his hands, etc. So the next Sunday, he came. He came to the meeting. It's good to go to the meeting. He came to the meeting, and verse 24. Now Thomas called the twelve, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." We have seen the Lord. We have seen, for, you know, we have seen Horao. We discern that he was there. That was him. We are sure. They discern that the Lord were with them a week ago. We have seen the Lord. So she said, he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came to the doors, being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hands here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." So, the first time in verse 29, Thomas, "because you have seen me." Thomas, you have discerned. We read that together. Thomas is the first person who said, "My Lord and my God." He really discerned who the Lord was, isn't it? So the verb used is horao, horao. He discerned, he understood, he grasped. So that's why he said, "My Lord and my God." So the Lord said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have understood that I am really here, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Those who are not seen, who have not seen, that's the verb Aden. Blessed are those who have not seen with their own eyes, that means. And that's the situation of each of us, isn't it? We have not seen the Lord with our own eyes. I spoke at the beginning about the testimony of the disciples of Peter. Peter, he is mentioned in 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, the chapter of the resurrection. And we can see this verb to see quite a few times. Just go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 4. Verse 3 in the middle, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. He was seen horao. They grasped that it was the truth because they saw the Lord. And then in the following verse 6, after that he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. Again, all these people, they saw horao, they discerned, they grasped that it was really the Lord who was resurrected. Verse 7, once more, after that he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, horao again. And finally, about Paul. Paul, verse 9. For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of... Verse 8. Verse 8. Then, last of all, he was seen by me also as by one born out of due time. He was seen. Paul saw him, in a vision, saw him when he was called on the Damascus way, and then in a certain time in his life, he was caught to the third heaven, and he really saw the Lord. Now, if you come back, maybe it is interesting. In 1 John, the first verses of 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. I am going to read it. And each time when the verb to see is used, it is horao. Horao, really understand, really grasp that he's speaking about the resurrected Lord. That which was from the beginning, John 1:1, 1 John 1:1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and we declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us, And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So we are called to the fellowship with the risen Lord. Now I am coming back to the first verse I read at the beginning. You remember 1 Peter 1:8, a few pages before. 1 Peter 1:8, and we are going to see to read the verse completely. Whom having not seen you love, thou now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. Explanation. Whom having not seen you love, having not seen Aidan, having not seen with your own eyes. And as I told before, that's our situation. We have not seen him with our own own eyes. Second part of the verse. Thou now, you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice. Now you do not see him. And it is horao, and horao is related to grasp completely, but with our physical eyes, and we are not yet there, right? But the verse is speaking about our faith. Yet you do not see him, yet believing. And dear brothers and sisters, we are invited to believe so strongly that we can understand that the Lord is the Lord. Whom having not seen you love, thou, now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. We are invited to believe. Believe. And Peter is speaking about that in the second letter, 2 Peter chapter 1. That's going to be the last verse I wanted to read with you. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a bound servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to underline the like precious faith. Like in Greek is isotimos, like precious. What was the faith of Peter? Peter, he saw the Lord before, for 3 years before the death of the Lord. And he saw for a numerous, he saw the Lord during the 40 days after the resurrection. He saw with his own eyes. So he is a testimony, a perfect testimony. And yeah, what kind of faith he had. It was not difficult for him, isn't it? He saw the Lord. And beloved, we are invited to isotimos. We are invited to have the same approach, the same faith. It is as true for us as it was true for Peter. That's the precious faith. The precious faith. So sometimes we can have doubts. I can have doubts. Sometimes my faith is going down. But when we have this situation, we are invited to come back to the Word of God. And that reading the Word by the power of the Spirit, we will grasp again that the resurrected Jesus is the Jesus of glory, the one we are going to see. The one we are going to see with our own eyes one day. So in 1 Peter 1:8, Peter reminds to his readers, rejoice. So, we are invited to rejoice in the resurrected Jesus. Amen. Amen.